morning. It's, what is it, the 21st? Yeah, April the 21st, 7:20 a.m. Tuesday, 2015. So, yeah, it's 7:20. I didn't take the kid to school again today. She's still sick. Acute bronchitis. She went to the doctor yesterday. Today's classes won't be excused because she's missed too many days. So, yeah, I've even stopped calling her in sick. It's just, wait for the 2.5 minutes for the, here's what you have to do to call in sick. And leave the message, and then it doesn't matter because she's not excused. So, yeah, we're not dealing with truancy, although I expect the sheriff to show up someday. Who knows? But this morning I got myself together and thought, well, I'm either going to go for a walk or I'm going to go for a ride. And since I didn't go for a ride, I am on my walk. So, yeah, yesterday was not a good day. I'm hoping for a better day today. Looking forward to Balticon. It's not as cold today. It's 40-something. It was 40 degrees at the thermometer in the house. The official temperature is like 36. It's a parka day. I'm wearing my parka. One of the things I figured out was that I don't like being cold. I don't mind being warm, which is actually kind of a change. Because I always used to think, oh, I hate heat. I hate being too hot. And I do. I don't really like it at all. But I don't like being cold either. So. So there's that. Tomorrow the sprinkler guys are coming to redo our irrigation system. I don't know how much that's going to cost. Oh, and this little microphone keeps pulling out of its wind sheath. I can see it out of the corner of my eye. It's clipped to the visor of my cap. So if there's wind noise, that's why. I'm not going to mess with it right at the moment. It'll just make more noise. So, yeah, I'm walking. One of the things about walking is that it does help lead off stress. I was as upset as I was yesterday. And I apologize for long blank spots where I was not able to speak. As upset as I was yesterday, it actually did help. The walking, I'm not sure the talking did me a whole lot of good, frankly, but the walking helped. So, yeah, Cape Grace, I've got to get back into that. There's a lot of stuff in Cape Grace that I'm not doing that I wanted to do. I think that's one of my problems. I did get past one of the sticky spots. I'm pretty happy with the story that's there, but I'm not happy with the story that's not there. And one of the things that I think I've mentioned this before is that being 17 and looking at potentially having to go to Vietnam, having to go get shot at, having to go deal with Southeast Asia in general, while it would have been an opportunity to see a part of the world that I will never, ever, ever get an opportunity to see, it's not exactly the way I would have wanted to see it. And at the time, I was really fascinated by firearms, as any young male would be. The idea that those firearms would be aimed at me on a regular basis didn't really appeal. So, you know, it was do something or the world is going to do something to me. And that's really the story of Sarah Krug. And while I'm kind of hung up on the story she gives when she's on the Lewis, there's also a reality that quite frequently we don't always attribute our own actions to the real causes. But she's very much in the same place that I was at about the same age, accounting for longer lifespans in the Golden Age universe. She has to do something, or the universe is going to do something to her. And it's not something that she's really excited about. It's not something that's necessarily going to kill her. But it's something that is going to rip her out of her comfort zone. It's something that's going to take her out of her familiar space, her familial space, and force her into exile. And so that's her story. That's her arc in this book. And what happens afterwards when she goes to the Lois is something else, something different. It's another space. It's another head space. It's another emotional space. It's a different thing. So yeah, it's the reality of it is intriguing. I'll get to it. I'm not quite there yet, I guess. Because if I were, I would be burning up words. My keyboard would be clickety-clackling. So either I'm not there with the story yet, or I still haven't recovered enough myself to be able to cope. I'll get there. I have to, as my therapist pointed out, I have to take a deep breath. I have to be a little bit calm. She also pointed out that everything shows up in a book somewhere, so it'll be all right. It'll be okay. I'm gonna fake it till I make it here. I'm going to do my walk. I have to go mow the lawns later today. I'll probably have to do them both. The cool weather and the moisture over the last week has really made them pop. So I'm going to have to get some mowing done today. It's a little early to be buzzing around the neighborhood with a lawnmower, but 9 o'clock. My work time alarm goes off, I'll probably go mow.
Morning.
Guy walking a standard poodle. It's an ace bandage wrapped up the poodle's front leg. Not quite sure what that's about. The poodle didn't seem to be incapacitated in any way. The guy was having a hard time holding the poodle back, which is not something you think about all the time. You know, poodles have that sort of prissy dog kind of image. I don't think of them as being really powerful animals in their own right. It's not terribly cold, but my nose is running. I've unzipped the parka. I'm headed east. Sun's up. It's beautiful. It is a beautiful morning. I don't know if you can hear the birds. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous morning. Monk Post. So I've already had my breakfast this morning. I've already had most of a cup of coffee. I made oatmeal with raisins and cinnamon this morning. Gave some to the sickie. Had a bowl myself. It's one of the low-carb meals that's recommended, actually. I was a little bit surprised, but turns out the oats don't have... they have carbs, but they don't have the processed carbs. They have a lot of other really good things. And so, yeah, I'm allowed to have oatmeal, and the raisins have a lot of sugar in them, but they also have a lot of unprocessed carbs. So, those are supposed to be better. I'm still losing weight. It's not moving off very fast, but it's still shrinking slightly. So perhaps yesterday's snow was the last of it. It's supposed to be pretty decent today. Get the irrigation system going tomorrow. Get the lawns mowed. Start the summer schedule up, even though it's only May, April, what is it, April. Oh yeah. So yeah. Busy day ahead. Not very much of it has to do with writing, I don't. I need to write, I feel like I want to write, I just don't see it happening today. I could surprise myself, I'm still pretty tired. Feeling sleepy. Got a relatively good night's sleep. I woke up a couple times in the night, but I should roll over and go back to sleep pretty easily. I tried a new affirmation at bedtime. I'll try it again tonight, see if it works. The nightmares that I've been having for the last week and a half or so. I talked about them with my therapist yesterday, and she was like, yeah, well, if you're not sleeping, all bets are off. She's right. Not only does it mess up my mood, it messes up my blood sugar, it messes up everything. And I'm not sleeping, so I may have to pinch a few melatonin from the kid's supply. But she also gave me the, as you're laying down, getting ready to go to sleep, try a couple of positive affirmations about getting a good night's sleep, waking rested, and then having those going over and over in your mind as you drift away. And rather than focusing on not having bad dreams, because there's no knot in the subconscious, and what you'd pick up is bad dreams. So focus on restful sleep, good night's sleep, 8 hours sleep. I went to bed last night around 9. I did. I slept till 5:15, 5:20, something like that this morning. Got up, checked in on Eve online, got breakfast for the kid, got dressed. Here I am, I'm on my walk. So, a little more than 2 hours ago, I got up. And I'll be back before 8. I'll be able to get this posted before 8 if I remember. Guys, right up above us is so blue. Some high thin clouds up there. It's sort of hazing out some of the blue sky here and there, but right above my head, it's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous blue sky. It's a nice cool morning. Birds are singing. Trees are budding up. Anybody with hay fever is sneezing their lungs out. My shoe's coming untied. I don't know if I mentioned it, I got my netbook upgraded. I finally had gone to beyond end of life for the Ubuntu version that I had on it. I took a chance and ran an upgrade. It seems to have worked. So I'm going to back up my other laptop, my full-size laptop, and I give that one a shot too. That wants to keep upgrading to trusty tar now. So, well, start to back up on that one and kick it. Got a half a terabyte drive that I can plug into it, so I'll just back up my home directory. It's a little bunny. Yeah, and there's pieces of the grass that are sticking up pretty high, but it's not that terrible yet. So, yeah, if I get it today before it gets too bad, mowing won't be terrible. But anyway, I'm back. So for 41. 20 minutes till 8. Oh, we're in 20 minutes until 9, which is when I'll start probably mowing. But in the meantime, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.